now hit me.
The Grillin' Guys.
Welcome back. It's Grillin' Guys on the Grillin' Guys Talk Network. Jethro FM. You can find us on that World Wide Web at thegrillinguys.com, or you can listen to us anywhere in the world on jethro.fm. Tune in, and you will hear Bob's pipes and my chirping. So anyway, speaking of chirping,
don't forget to get your Christmas gifts and get them from our clients. Get them from our sponsors, okay?
Right.
Got to help out people that help us out and keep us on the air. People like Mike Lindell at MyPillow.
Right.
Alan Bob's, Millbrook Tech. Yep,
they're going to be on the show a little bit later, and we're going to cover a bunch of gifts. You're going to be amazed what they have down there.
And oh my gosh,
it's not a fishing store anymore.
And I was a little meh when they hooked up with Millbrook, and I'm thinking, yeah, I don't know what horse girls. Yeah, horse girls.
Right.
They're so hot. They have cowboy boots. They have cowboy hats. They got all these.
Full line of clothing, all kinds of tack and stuff. It's cool. And if you've not been exposed to that, there's some really cool stuff there.
But they're so nice. Yeah. Those people, that's a huge side of the store, and it dwarfs Alan Bob's.
Right.
But you know what?
Fits right in.
It does, because all the guys getting fishing rods can go over to the other side and get their wife some pretty little cowgirl boots.
But there's a lot of guy stuff there, too. There's full men's clothing there, and the boots. I bought a couple pairs of boots there. Now, you know, one was hunting boots, but the other ones were cowboy boots. I'm not a cowboy, but I bought a pair
because they're comfortable.
Yeah, no, I wear them. I wear them. You know, it makes me about a heel taller. Just what I need.
Oh, that's pretty funny.
So, chirping. Back to chirping.
Yeah. Smoking a turkey. Why do you say chirping?
Well, because that turkey clucks and chirps, and I was talking about it earlier, trying to segue. It didn't work. Okay, yeah. If you dissect it, it doesn't work. You got to roll with it.
I love listening to turkeys when I'm in a tree deer hunting because you can hear the hens first.
Right. Yep.
And,
yep.
And that is a chirp.
Right.
I just never heard it called that before.
But anyway, so we covered turkeys pretty thoroughly before Thanksgiving, but I think it's one of the foods. Hams are real cheap. We're going to talk about those later in the show, but turkeys are still a good value.
Oh my gosh, yes.
For
people were having a fit because they went from 29 cents a pound to 60.
Yeah, right.
It's like, are you kidding me?
Right.
You're getting protein for 60, 80 cents a pound?
Right. Yep.
That can't be a problem.
Right.
My daughter Maggie, my son-in-law's and his father have a metal company up in Belding, and they got all these robot machines, and they make cool stuff for Humvees, military stuff. And so every year they get all their employees some, like, cool stuff. This year they got them all a fresh turkey.
Yep.
And Maggie made it for us for Thanksgiving Day. Randy, I think it was the best turkey I ever ate in my life,
yep,
honestly. And all she did was bake it. Christian actually smoked it. But she put it in, I don't want to throw her under the bus, but she actually threw it in a turkey bag and then he put it in the smoker.
Because so the smoker is now an oven. It's not
really there
for smoke.
It really
is.
But it's one of those with the bull horns on it. It's a pellet grill, you know.
Rec-Tec.
Yeah. But they basically needed the oven space.
Yeah.
But then he cut slots in the bag. So it got a little bit of smoke to it. I'm telling you, it doesn't matter. That thing was the most tender, gorgeous thing in the world. So if you have a turkey farm anywhere around you, you don't have to wait until Thanksgiving.
Well, and you don't need to go to turkey farm because you go to Sobey Meats. He can source them for you anytime, and they'll be cleaned and ready to go.
But he took us to the turkey farm a few times.
Yeah. Right, yeah. The ranch.
Turkey ranch.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, no, you're right. I'm just saying. But if you have turkey ranches, turkey farms around you, and I'm going to say ranch, your meat guy might have a supply of something local.
Right.
Because a lot of the big turkey producers got bought up by, you know, Sara Lee and stuff like that.
Yep.
So they're all.
We have Michigan Turkey here in West Michigan, which is a giant producer of that. I have a client that provides some of the labor source for them, and they're doing like 240,000 turkeys a week.
Remember, we had that guy on the show.
Yeah. Yep.
Guy that started it.
Yeah.
He's from, like, Allendale.
Right. Yep. But there's a bunch of turkeys. There's a bunch of turkeys being processed. But cooking one, what do you do to season it? Tell me when you season it. Do you go under the skin with anything, or do you just put it on the top, or what's your thought on that?
I leave it up to my wife.
Okay, well,
I never do turkey.
Okay, there's a dead end road. We usually go down these rabbit trails, wow. And he's like, "I'm shutting that crap down right now."
I'm just kidding.
All right, Bob. Well, I'm tired, so I'm going to take a nap. Go for it, brother.
All right. Hey, life on farms, kindly back. Yeah. Well, we very often do Maureen's family's Christmas. We used to. This year, the last couple of years, we got out of it, but it's a big family. There's 10 kids. So when you do their party, you better plan on 100 people coming
over.
Well,
you do that in the summer, too.
We do it now in the summer because we have more yard than we have living room.
Well, it doesn't everybody. Yeah.
Not you.
Everybody. Yeah.
Right. So we had to go from one turkey to two turkeys to three turkeys. And so finally, you know, we only have one oven, right? We don't have a big double oven, right? So I said, "Hey, I got you figured out here, babe. Let's let me do one on the smoker, and you do two of them in the oven." And she's like wrinkling her nose. She goes, "Yeah, nobody wants that, yeah, because it's not traditional," and she's. You know, this good Catholic girl who has to do everything by the rules. And when you talk about smoking a turkey, sounds like you're doing something at deer camp. You know, she's like, "Nah, nobody will want that."
Right.
So we did the one. I did one on my smoker, and she did two in the oven. We brought them in on the table all together, and that one that was smoked was picked clean before anybody even took a slice of the other ones. Right. It's that good. This is what you want to do to a turkey.
So a couple things that I would caution people on is you don't want to over smoke it, because smoking goes from a really good flavor to a really acidic bellyache if you put too much smoke on anything.
Okay, freeze frame.
What?
How are you going to control that?
Well, how I'm going to control
it. Depends on what you're smoking with.
Right, exactly. That's where I was going. I stay away from mesquite. I mean the piece of equipment. Well, that too, but where I was going to go is the type of wood. Use a fruit wood, an apple, a cherry.
Isn't that funny?
Make such a big, strong,
pecan,
smoky flavor.
Yeah.
Right. So that's the first thing.
And I mean, there are so many, Conrad, there are so many ways that you can go sideways on a smoke job like this. Not like the ones you go to.
Yeah.
But... No, there are so many ways you can go sideways.
Sure.
It's the wood you're using, the equipment you're on, all these different variables. I mean,
right.
Do you see why people get frustrated trying to do barbecue?
Well, yeah. I mean, it's like anything else. You got to practice, and then you figure out what you did wrong, because that's where we all learn. We don't learn when we do something right. We remember that, but we learn when we do something wrong.
And that's true, because when you do something right, you're probably just in cruise control, you know. You're
right.
You know.
Well, and you aren't pushing yourself. You aren't trying something new. You're trying something you know, and a lot of times that's good. But you know, in order to grow, you got to take a chance. But anyway, so maybe the next segment will be better. So coming up next, we're going to try a ham. Stick with us. We'll be back.